Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday. It is Dom time from the Dom Dome. And boy, when I see this language, retired Philly cops want to counterpunch George Soros for boosting Larry Krasner and others across the country. In other words, a group of retired cops has started to raise money. I believe the number given in the paper today is about $750,000 to take on the Soros, you got to say, perverted genius move. You can't buy every legislator, but if you buy off the DAs and the attorneys general across the country in key spots, boy, you can cause a lot of trouble, like New York yesterday. With that attorney general backed by Soros, who says, I don't like the corruption of the heads of Wayne LaPierre and others. Okay, are they or are they not? That's a matter for the courts of using money illegally. Okay, so let's dissolve the entire NRA right before the election. Wow. You know what that's about. It's to chill them, take away some of their money, push back on them, stop them from being out there. There are people, before I go to our guest, I wanted to make this point. Holly Otterbein is a reporter for Politico. She's based, I still believe, in Philadelphia. She knows Philadelphia politics, Pennsylvania politics. When this went down yesterday, she tweeted out that the smarter Democrats in Pennsylvania are very wary of what went down yesterday in New York because it raises the Second Amendment, the gun issue, to the front of the line. And we started to see all those clips of Joe Biden wanting to take away guns. And we see, I don't know, how many more guns can be manufactured. Dan, we have to check out. This would be a good bean counting question. What is more difficult to keep on finding? Guns or Purell? Guns or Clorox? Maybe Clorox. But it seems after the July numbers, I predict the August numbers are going to dwarf that. And then in September, God knows, and then as you get closer to the election, God knows how many guns are going to be bought across the country because of what people are afraid of. But it puts it out there front and center what this is all about. All right, joining us about some great fundraising, I got to say impressive, is the head of this group, one of the heads of this group that want to counterpunch George Soros, Nick Gerace. A former cop joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Nick, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me. I want to thank you. I know you've been a longtime supporter of law enforcement, our first responders. So I've been listening for a long time. Just want to thank you. Very grateful for that.
Thank you, Nick. It's easy to do, particularly in these times when people are losing their minds and not realizing every time they think they can side with one side, there's not another side that's harmed by that, meaning the reputation of cops that is sterling in places like Philadelphia. So tell me, how in the world did you guys raise, I think it's $750,000, says Chris Brennan today.
Right, so it's $750,000, and we did that in 3 weeks, which is amazing. It goes to show you, and it's nationwide, it goes to show you people still love and support our law enforcement officers. The majority of Americans absolutely support police. We have over 3,000 donors from all 50 states. They're coming in daily, whether it be through the website, which is protectourpolicepact.org, or through mails. We get checks in the mails. They come with letters. They're inspiring. They're humbling. They're also, at the flip side, heartbreaking. We had a little old lady in Texas call us up, couldn't figure out how to donate. We walked her through it. She loved it. Loves the police. Gave us a $10 donation. Asked us to come to a Zoom meeting for the rest of the nursing home, which is what we're going to do.
You guys are beating the bushes. That can't be beaten. My God, I love that. It's a story of the day. I love it's that. That's a fact. Oh, it is. ProtectOurPolicePact.org. No matter how small the contribution, this all goes toward. Nick, I don't know about you, but look, I look at the adversary, in this case, the enemy, and I think, God, it is perverted genius what Soros cooked up. In other words, people have tried to influence legislators and pass laws over the years. That's standard. But if you throw in ungodly amounts of money toward key DAs and attorneys general, they can just go after the cops and or stand down on other laws, and it's kind of limited what you can do with them. Krasner, the paper says today, I thought it was 1.2 million. They say 1.7. You've been around here, Nick, in Philadelphia as a cop and somebody doing stuff like this. That is unparalleled for a DA's race, $1.7 million.
He's fundamentally changing the United States at the local level. And yes, it needs to be stopped. I mean, you're right. He caught us asleep at the wheel. It was genius. But, we're going to be the counterpunch to George Soros. People need to understand that this is good versus evil. You can watch it for yourself. This is coming to your doorstep. It's at your doorstep. It's no longer an issue where you can look across the country to Chaz, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, where you have another radical Soros DA in there that was bought and paid for. It's at our doorstep. Just go look at the Parkway. It's a disgrace what's going on in this city and in this country, wherever you have these Soros-backed DAs. Don't take my word for it. If you don't know who George Soros is, research it, and you'll find out how evil this man is. And his intent is the destruction of America, and he's doing it at the grassroots level with the DAs and the attorney generals. I mean, just look at Larry Krasner and how much of a failure he has been. He's a complete fraud of a DA. Our homicide rates are up 32%. It's the largest increase since the police department has been keeping that stat. We just had 100 kids killed this year. I cannot understand how this is happening. I mean, I can. It's Larry Krasner. When you do not have any kind of consequences to your actions, especially criminal actions, criminals won't fear the police.
Now, no, exactly.
Let's be clear. Law-abiding citizens should not fear the police. Criminals should fear the prosecution and being arrested. This is what deters them from committing crimes, and that's been taken away. I mean, just look at the clown mayor, Kenny. He waved, with the wave of his scepter, he got rid of 700 criminal citations, which legally, I'm pretty sure, he has no power to do so. But then, right. you have his lackey, Krasner, just following along with it.
Yeah,
putting our police department in danger and our citizens.
To your point, too, this is not just progressive big cities. I'm writing a column about it again. Out in Delaware County, according to news reports, and we had him on, it was pretty
heated.
I have
no idea what you're talking about.
Jack Stolzheimer, the new DA out in Delaware County, had Larry Krasner's campaign people run it for him, apparently, and got $100,000, according to news reports, for a DA's race in Delaware County. That's really unprecedented.
That's what I'm talking about. It's coming to your doorstep. It's here. It's happening across the country. And we will be the counterpunch to George Soros and the blueprint on how to fight him going forward. That's why it's imperative that people go to the website, donate, join our movement, protectourpolicepact.org. He just pumped in $220 million, George Soros. 150 of that is going to groups directly to defund the police. And when they talk about defund, it's abolish the police department.
Yes, exactly. So let's set a goal. You're at 750 right now. Is that the exact figure?
Right.
All right. I'd love to see by end of next week if we're at least from our area at 755. I think that'd be reasonable. There's probably somebody out there.
Oh, come on. You got to go a lot more than that.
All right, Dan. What do we have to
I'd
go
like to?
I'd
like to hit
Dan?
A million mark by next week if possible.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
I'm with
God.
Nick.
Wait. A quarter of a million.
You got to think big here, Dom.
My God.
Yes. Go home, Dom.
All right. Well, Dan, are you writing a check for $1,000?
No.
Okay.
I'll write a check, but not for $1,000.
Yeah, I'm writing a check too. But yeah, it's exactly right. So, the place to go again is protectourpolicepac.org. Right? PAC.
Yes.
Protectourpolicepac.org. And you're saying next week when we get you on Friday, we'll get an update. Oh, man. We should be at $1 million nationwide.
Ideally, that would be great. I mean, we need to raise this money to go against that juggernaut of Soros. And it's evil versus good. It's at your doorstep. It's here. I mean, just look at Krasner. Our prisons right now hold over 8,000 inmates. They're under 4,000. He's cut 50% of the prison, which criminal justice reform, prison reform, great. Let's sit down and have a discussion about it. But he is letting out violent felons. They are going into the neighborhoods, and they are repeat offending. We had one violent felon let out. He murdered a citizen in the streets of Philadelphia. About a few weeks later, a decorated 23-year hero of the Philadelphia Police Department, Jimmy O'Connor,
yes,
serving the warrant, walking
yep
up the steps, and this violent felon shoots through the wall, killing Jimmy O'Connor. Krasner is complicit in his murder. If justice was blind, he would have bracelets on right now. Krasner would be arrested. Because if he does his job that he's hired for, that guy's not out of prison. He doesn't murder the citizen. He doesn't
exactly
murder a hero in the police department. I mean, this is real. It's happening in our city. It's happening across the country. We need to fight back, and it's how we do it. We need to raise as much money as we can and go after these DAs and attorney generals and get pro-police candidates in position that are for law and order. We have to restore that to our country.
I am so thrilled with what you guys are doing and the results. People have to understand in 3 weeks, that is just unbelievable. ProtectOurPolicePac, PAC.org. All right, Nick, keep us informed. Let us know by the end of the show, or Dan may call you and just see if the needle's moved a little bit on this. Hopefully people can go there right now. ProtectOurPolicePac.org. Hey, Nick, thank you very much for your service and doing this even bigger, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.